Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to the Opinions Matter podcast.
Hi, my name is Rona Cullinan and I'm a special needs mom to three amazing children. We've been using CBD oil for the last couple of years and it has completely transformed our lives and I cannot recommend it enough.
And if you would like to get your hands on some CBD oil, our show sponsors are Greenheart CBD. From Greenheart to your heart, Ireland's multi-award-winning CBD oil. We would ask you to visit our sponsor's website at greenheartcbd.ie. That's greenheartcbd.ie. So what do we want to talk to you about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, it's a topic that we've never really discussed before. In fact, I've never heard it discussed anywhere, if I'm to be honest with you. And it's all to do with newborn babies and the anxiety that some parents who've just given birth are wary about letting family members near their babies. Now, by the way, this isn't just in this case, it happens to be a COVID thing, but it's not specifically a COVID thing. Anyway, you may think this is a little bit far-fetched, but a lot of parents are worrying about this, like Sinead's sister. So, I want you to have a listen to this message that we got from a lady called Sinead. She actually sent it to us late last week, but unfortunately we weren't here to talk about it. So we are here on this latest podcast to talk about it. Here's what Sinead says. Maybe you guys can talk about this topic, but please don't give out my full name in case my sister hears it. 2 weeks ago, I became an auntie. My sister gave birth to a beautiful baby girl, but none of us have been allowed to see the baby, even home the next day. She's terrified of the baby getting COVID off us, even though we're all vaccinated. My mom and dad are heartbroken that they haven't held their first grandchild yet. So am I to be honest, you should cover this on your show because I think the world has gone mad. She keeps on saying to us, you can see the baby when it's safe. When is it safe? And that's from a lady called Sinead. And we'd love to hear from you on this. Is this mother, this new mother, overreacting at the notion of granny and granddad being allowed to hold their grandchild, of Sinead being allowed to hold her niece or nephew? Are the parents overreacting or have they got a point? That you can't be too safe. We're in a very difficult time at the moment with COVID, as we are all well aware. And maybe you think that this mother is right to not want anybody to hold the baby. Jeremy, your opinions, please. Your opinion matters.
Yeah, I'm in this situation at the moment because I have a new baby coming along in the next few days. Well, before the new year, the baby is due. And this is something that we're going to have to face because obviously when a baby comes along, grandparents want to, everybody wants to hold a baby. Grandparents want to hold a baby, aunties, uncles, the whole lot. And we are, there's no question that we're going to stop them holding the baby. I think that's a very cruel thing to do, to stop a grandparent.
You're not worried about COVID. I mean, it's on the rampage again, as we know.
So it's always been on the rampage. No, we will make sure. To be honest with you, before this happened, I didn't even realize this was an issue. And I'm going to, as soon as this show is over, I will talk to my wife about it and find out how she feels. But my feeling would be, obviously, it's not like the olden days where you can pass the baby from Billy to Jack and everybody gets a hold and a kiss and the whole lot. That has to be put on hold. But for close family members, absolutely, if they're masked up, if they're jabbed, and if their hands are sanitized, I don't see the problem then myself.
Okay, so you don't think this is going to be an issue with your baby when your new baby comes
along? I might ask my wife later and she'll
have a different opinion.
No, I don't think she will, though, because none of our family are unvaccinated, so that I wouldn't let an unvaccinated person near the... Like, if I found out my mother or my mother-in-law were not vaccinated, it'd be a different kettle of fish altogether.
Okay, but Sinead does say in her message that... they're all vaccinated, all the family are. And it's for that reason that she can't for the life of her understand what the problem is here.
I can't either once they're wearing a mask, as I say, and once they're sanitised, and once you're not sneezing in the baby's face. You know, what's the problem?
Let me go to John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Hi, how are you, man?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
I think it's ridiculous. I feel very sorry for the child.
He feels very sorry for the child.
Yeah, it's COVID now. Like, does she let the child sleep, or she worried about things like cot death? Is she worried, like, is like as kids get older, she worried about letting them out in case they're abducted, in case they get hit by a car crossing the road, in case anything happens, the sky falls down on them.
So, what are you suggesting, that this is over the top helicopter parenting?
Massively. It's the kid's grandparents. It's not like they're going to pass around the street.
No, I understand that. But the fear is that we know there are very high cases of COVID in the community at the moment. We know we have new restrictions imposed on us because of that. Blah, blah, blah. And obviously, this mother is worried that COVID could be passed on to her new baby.
Well, we know that what's the mortality rate for people under say 16? It's pretty much zero.
Yeah, it's very low. Yeah.
So that flu would be worth.
I know, but you also think a baby, a newborn baby, just out of the womb, 2 weeks old, has very little in regards to fighting off diseases. Very poor immune system, well, and that's why the mother's not worried about
COVID. I presume she got vaccinated while she was pregnant, which means the child would have antibodies from the vaccine.
Mm. That's a good question, actually. I don't know. I assume she herself is vaccinated, the mother.
I know, but why do we, when we're feeding babies, why do we put the bottles in the steriliser? Why does everything have to be steriliser when you're feeding a baby? Because a baby has such a delicate and low immune system when they're born. They haven't built up an immune system yet. So, you know...
The vaccine, if the mother would have given the child antibodies from the vaccine. That's according to the science.
Yeah, that's right. That's what they say. And that if she got the vaccine while she was pregnant, then her child would have a certain amount of antibodies in her system. Yeah.
And a child has to get dirty and has to get germs to build up an immune system. If you live in a bubble for all of your life, then suddenly you come out of it, a good chance you'll die of flu or common cold.
Mm. Okay, so you think that this is completely over the top in terms of this parent not allowing the grandparents, well, not only hold the baby, they haven't even let the grandparents see the baby.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, we'll stay there for 1 second and let's see if other people agree with you that it is ridiculous. Let us know your opinion on this. Is it over the top of a mother of a newborn baby born 2 weeks ago to not allow anybody see the child? In a message to us from her sister, her sister says she's terrified of the baby getting COVID off us, even though we're all vaccinated. My mom and dad are heartbroken that they haven't held their first grandchild yet. So, she just thinks it's ridiculously over the top. Let me go to Morris. You're on Opinions Matter. Morris, how are you?
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Morris. Well, Morris, is it over the top of this mother to say, no, you can't see my child? No, you can't hold my child?
No, I think a mother's job is to protect her newborn baby. And I'm glad you brought up this subject because pre-COVID, there was a case in Ireland where a newborn baby was inadvertently kissed by a member of the family who didn't realise at the time they had a cold sore virus.
Mm-hmm, that's right, yep.
And the baby got the cold sore virus and mm-hmm. the baby didn't survive.
That's
they
right.
They lost their baby.
Yeah.
It cost, an innocent kiss cost a child its life. So I can understand the mother's concern. Now we're in COVID. Now it's everywhere. Like, she has to protect the baby at all costs.
And in fact, the story that you're referring to, and I remember covering this at the time, a 12-day-old baby died after contracting the common cold sore virus in hospital days after her birth. And, yeah.
And that was a herpes virus that somebody gave her a kiss, that they had the virus and inadvertently gave the child a kiss. To welcome it into the world, and the child didn't survive. The parents lost their newborn baby through an innocent kiss.
So it just
goes to show you, they're not over panicking in a COVID situation. Even something that's done with good intentions can cost the child its life. So you have to protect the baby, as Jeremy said.
But do we just put babies in incubators
and leave them there
until they're 5 years old?
No. Like, well, you're taking the right advice because you have two children already.
Yeah.
So you know what to do. You're experienced and you've gone through it. This couple are on their very first child. What do you do with your first child? You make all your mistakes on your first child, correct?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do, exactly.
It's a learning curve for everybody. But bringing a child into a world where there's a pandemic, you know, and family are excited and they want to do it. Can you imagine if something happened and one of them was the cause of the young couple to lose their baby? How would they feel then? Protection is you know, the best thing to do for a newborn child. And like you said, until the child's immune system comes in and gets their inoculations and everything else, there's no reason why they couldn't come up to the parents' house and look in through the window and see the baby.
I saw photographs of that at the start of the pandemic. Yeah. I thought it was pitiful. I really did when you saw. I know we didn't know much about COVID then, but when you saw photographs of aunties and uncles having to look through a pane of glass to see the baby, that's horrible. That's horrible. It really is.
I understand that, but see, none of us have lived through a pandemic before, Jeremy. The last year was 1918, the Spanish influenza.
I get
none
that.
None of us were around.
Yeah, but you know? I think we need to use common sense here, do we not, lads?
Yeah, I understand that. I have two grandchildren that I won't see.
The common sense that she is applying is she doesn't want anybody to see or hold her baby.
Till when, though?
To protect it, yeah. You need to. The reason why you have children is to bring them up, rear them, and protect them, right? So whatever you have to do to protect your child, the grandparents have to understand it.
John, let me put that to you. A parent's job is to protect their child as best they can, and that's all this mother is doing.
I'll put the baby in a bubble and let the grandparents look at it like they're in a zoo.
Yeah, I mean, Morris, when he puts it like that...
I understand that, but then there's the opposite side to John's argument. Look at the woman or person who inadvertently gave a child a kiss to welcome into one and ended up taking his blood.
Do you know why that was so widely publicised?
Because it's so rare.
Because nobody knew about it.
Exactly. Yeah, because it doesn't happen very often. There's outliers in everything.
In Irish society, you can never be too careful. Why would you want to be divorced for something to happen to you when it can be avoided? That's your loss of life through true mistake. Inadvertently gone out of this world, 12 days alive and then gone forever. You see what I mean?
To put it in a bubble.
Well, they have to understand they're new parents and they're probably doing what's best for the child at the moment.
Yeah. Sorry, John, say that again, please.
You want to go and buy a hydrobaric chamber for your child, let them live inside your house. Don't let anyone in or out.
Like the oxygen mask Michael Jackson used to live in, something like that, yeah?
No, a full-on room, a hydrobaric room, where you step into one room.
I think Jeremy's advice was quite good. If everybody in the family is vaccinated and they mask up and have gloves on, there's no reason why they can't come and visit the child. But you have to put the fears of the parents first.
For the first time.
Okay, so you believe, John, just to clarify this, that it is very over the top of parents of a newborn baby to not want their child to be seen, let alone held by anybody.
It's absolutely mental. It shows how bad people have gotten this pandemic. And it's down to the media, like RT, there's hundreds and thousands of cases. Hospitalizations are down 40% in the last 2 weeks. Mm. You wouldn't know that from looking at the news.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't, although we are expecting a very large wave again of cases.
What's the science behind that? That's Mystic Megan has gone, this could happen, so let's shut everything down.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're going off point here, but I thought it was very convenient that the day after the restrictions were brought in, there were 7,000 cases straight away. I thought that was a bit dodgy now in my mind.
What, you're a conspiracy theorist as well now?
I just thought it was bizarre that the day after they said hospitality has been shut, there were 7,000 cases. But anyway, the bottom line is...
It's just how bad people are gone.
No, but hang on, I'm not terrified of COVID. I don't want to get it, and I don't want my kids to get it, but I also want to do whatever it takes to... I mean, in the same way, when I'm bringing my baby home from the coom in 2 weeks' time or in 1 week's time, yeah? I'm not going to sit the baby in the back of the car with no seatbelt on. Why am I not going to do that?
Well, you'd be mad to, and it's against the law.
Well, yeah, but what's the chances of me being in a car crash?
It's small enough.
Car crash with the baby just sitting in the back seat. Fly all over just from the momentum.
But I'm saying the point you're making is parents are overreacting by this, and I'm saying there's a small chance of the baby catching COVID from a family member. Fair enough. But there's also... But there's also a smaller and smaller chance that I'm going to be in a car crash when I leave the hospital, but I'll still make sure my baby is strapped in.
All right, we'd love to hear from you. Stay there for 1 second, John. So Sinead is the lady who contacted us. She's a little bit upset that her sister has had a baby 2 weeks ago. That's not the bit she's upset about. The bit she's upset about is that she or the grandparents have had no chance to see or hold this baby. Let's have a listen to Sandra.
Hi, lads. I just logged on to your Facebook page. I was listening to your conversation about the woman who just had the baby. I was afraid to go, bring the child to see the family. I can understand her point there with everything going on at the minute, but she has nothing to worry about when her family are vaccinated, is one, but there's nothing stopping even vaccinated people passing the vaccination on to or passing the virus onto other people, especially babies. But the point of the matter is, other people can be fully masked, sanitized, and wear their gloves around the baby, so she'll have nothing to worry about there.
All right. Now, Catherine, you're very annoyed at what John has after been saying, that, you know, we're bringing our kids up in a bubble.
Oh, my God. I don't know how anyone could think that. Like, you have to protect your kids, especially when they're tiny like that and they don't have any immune system. Like, why would you do that? Why would you even risk it?
And how long does this go on for?
Until they have immunity.
Okay, well,
at least the first 6 months, at least.
Okay, we don't have vaccines against COVID for little babies. We do have vaccines for little babies against most other things, but not against COVID. So do you not let anybody see the child until COVID is gone or until...
No, let them look through a window or something. That's what I'd be doing.
I hear my mom. I'm not going to insult my mother or my mother-in-law by telling them they can look at their new grandchild through a window.
Yeah, but letting them hold their baby is lovely and all that, but like, why would you risk that kid getting sick by their parents?
But sure, they could get sick. They can get sick anyway. I assume you have children, do you?
I have a son, yeah, but me and my husband are like, we've said that we're going to have another one soon, so like, it's coming.
Yeah, my point is, when your first baby was born, did you let grandparents hold the baby and all that?
Well, no, I was very, very kind of like nervous, and this was well before, like, he's sick, so this was well before COVID and all that, and I was really careful, like, about, and nobody's allowed to kiss the baby, whatever about holding the baby, don't put your lips near me, child.
And was that always the way?
Always, always. Yeah, don't kiss me, baby. Don't touch. So, like, I remember being out for a walk with him in the pram when he was a baby, and someone put their hand in to look at him, a stranger. I was like, get your hand out of the pram before I take off you. Like, don't touch new babies. You know what I mean? They've no immunity. Like, I don't know, Jeremy, how you'll be all right with your mother holding your newborn. Like, I just don't understand it. It's like going out for a walk and, like, pushing your newborn in its pram out into oncoming traffic, like, you know, nothing good's going to come from it.
You're what's indicative of how this world has become, that you're terrified of everything and...
No,
you know,
I'm not. I just know that there's a killer virus out there, yeah, and there's newborns with no immunity.
So if any family member of mine is doubly vaxxed, which is in fact triply vaxxed, all my family members now have the three jabs. So three jabs, face mask, hand sanitized, and you still think there's a problem with that?
Yeah, well, like, are you looking at the figures every day that are going on?
Yeah, so hang on, are you, okay, if you were giving birth next week in the Rotunda, yeah?
Well, actually, I've already decided that when the time comes, because of this COVID stuff, I'm lucky that I live near one of the maternity hospitals. I'd be allowed to do it because my last birth was very straightforward. I've already told my husband it will be a home birth.
Okay, but still, you're not going to give birth yourself. You'll have a midwife there, possibly more than one. Are you going to let them near your newborn baby? How are they going to...
When absolutely necessary. There'll be none of this, like, taking the baby out of the cot to hand them to me or hand her to me or whatever.
So what, they're going to bring a cherry picker or a crane?
Okay, this is all hypothetical, by the way, because she's not pregnant. John, what do you say to that? This lady, even 6 years ago, didn't let anybody kiss her baby.
It's mental. She just said it until the baby builds up an immune system.
John, you do know that a simple cold sore can kill a baby, don't you? The herpes virus. Do you know that can kill a baby?
You're killing my eardrums here with your screeching.
No, you're talking shy. Do you realise that a simple kiss can kill a child? Go look it up. There's plenty of stories out there of it.
There's plenty of stories because it happens so rarely.
It doesn't matter. It's happened. I'm not going to take that chance. And this is before COVID. So when I have my baby, sure as hell nobody's going to be touching my child.
Are you going to listen to him? How, you said you're waiting for a child builds an immune system. How do you think a child builds an immune system?
Okay, but you know what? I don't want my child having COVID when he or she is a couple of weeks old.
How do you think a child builds an immune system?
From exposure to various viruses.
By growing up, you just build an immune system.
Yeah, by growing up and going out in the world and doing things and seeing people. When they're a newborn, their immune systems are more or less nothing, which is why pregnant women have to get like the flu vaccine and whooping cough vaccine, because they're going to pass on that immunity to their children. So, no, and I would not take
you,
a chance.
How do you build immunity? Sorry, that's a simple question. How do you build immunity?
I don't care. I don't have to bring my couple of week old baby into a hospital. And I tell you one thing, when I do get pregnant...
Catherine, listen to what he's saying. A child builds up its immunity by exposure to various viruses, and with the injections that we give them, they build up immunity and so on.
There's no COVID vaccine for baby.
No, I'm aware of that. So does that mean that you keep a child locked up until they're five and they can get a vaccine?
Well, I know that... with kids now, I can't remember what my son, I mean, it's 6 years ago, but I know, I think there's a vaccine at 4 months for like meningitis and all that, 6 months, and then like a year for the MMR, I think, I can't remember. But until there is something, or at least herd immunity in the community, this is still fairly new.
Okay, so I just want to, because I'm struggling here. If you gave birth this week, for argument's sake, yeah? If you gave birth this week, yeah?
Right.
Are you trying to tell me that you wouldn't let, I don't even know if your mother is still with us, but are you trying to tell me that you wouldn't let your mother or your mother-in-law or your father or your father-in-law hold the newborn baby, their brand new grandchild?
No, like they could come and see the baby through the window, but I'm not going to chance them
Like in prison, where you look at somebody through a piece of glass.
Here, we all did this last year.
We did this last year. There was no vaccines last year, Adrian. We're now, most of us are triply boosted now, so we're in different times.
But why then are the numbers so high still?
I don't know. Look at the figures. Yeah, I know. I don't know why the numbers are so high.
But then you're playing Russian roulette with your child. That's all you're doing.
So the numbers aren't high, by the way, because grandparents are holding children. Is your child in a creche, by the way?
No, but he's in school.
Okay, he's in school, so he's around other people then.
Yeah, because he has to be, by law.
Okay, is he going into school in a hazmat suit?
No, but he wears his masks. He sterilises his hands. I have a little bottle of steriliser hanging off his school belt.
Brilliant.
The little mini one. And he knows.
Okay, John, some parents are very overprotective almost, particularly first-time parents, and that's what this lady, Sinead's sister, is, a first-time mother. Can you not understand the caution here?
I can understand some caution, but that's not caution, it's overkill. The poor kid,
someone holding your baby isn't necessary.
Why is it necessary?
No, but what I mean is, why would you hand your baby, your newborn baby, over to someone to hold when it's like, it's not life or death. They don't need to hold them. So why take a chance? Like, do you know what I mean? Why would you even risk that?
How many kids in Ireland have died from their grandparents' home?
I don't care how many children have died. I think that any parent mother or father, hands their baby over to someone in today's day is a moron. Is an absolute moron of the highest order, and they need their head checked. Absolute moron.
All right, both
the highest order of moron and idiot, I would say. Why would you even risk it? Are you stupid?
Sorry,
poor child.
John, you feel sorry for the child?
Yeah, I feel sorry for her child.
They're not going to be sick now. Thanks very much. I look after them.
All right, so hang on, your child's just as likely to get it in school, to be honest, Catherine.
But they're not newborns in schools, Jeremy. They're not newborns.
All right,
you're not listening to what I'm saying. Like, it's going completely over your head, what I'm saying.
So it's through a pane of glass. That's how life...
No, you're going on like a complete tick. No, like, why would you give your newborn to anyone?
If you had a baby this week, you'd take your kid out of school, would you? Or would you kick him out of the house?
Oh, yeah. If I got pregnant now, I would try homeschooling so that my exposure is limited through my family members as well. No, it's called being careful.
All right, both of you.
And if more people took my way and my approach, the figures would not be at where they are at now. And thousands and thousands of
What, do you not go outside your front door?
No, I do, but I go outside my front door when I have to go and do my shopping.
You haven't been in a restaurant, pub, cinema, gym?
No, since this whole thing started rising again, I am no way. Staying away. Okay, I do not want...
Stay there for 1 second if you can,
horrible
please.
Horrible way to live your life, isn't it? In fear.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you want to give your opinion like Siobhan just did.
Hi, I had my baby back in June and I was pretty much the same. Only let grandparents see her and they weren't to hold her at all. Nobody else was let in to see to see my daughter, and it was purely because she was too high risk, being so young and without any vaccines. And when she got a bit sturdier, then gradually introduced her to people. It was really the safest thing. And, you know, it is all about protecting them. And if COVID is so rampant, it doesn't really matter if people are vaccinated or not. If the baby isn't, then she's high risk.
All right. Thanks very much indeed. 0858252626. We're back in just a moment.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, there's a huge reaction to what we're talking about, and that is whether or not you let parents or grandparents or aunties or uncles hold or cuddle or even kiss a newborn baby, particularly in these COVID times, because Sinead got in contact with us about this, annoyed that her sister, who had a new baby 2 weeks ago, hasn't allowed anybody to see the baby, let alone hold or cuddle the baby. Tracy.
Hey, Adrian. First of all, I think that God love her. Like, if our family is like going to the lengths of, you know, sending in a message to, like, you know, like two presenters to find out what the answer to the solution should be for them, like, because they can't hold the baby and see the baby. Can you imagine the tuts and the eye rolling and the judging that the family are doing because they can't see the baby? Now, I'm ringing in on the opposite. I'm the nana. So my first grandson was actually born the day that the restrictions were brought into the hospitals. So there was no visiting. So we were blessed we got to see him. Now, after that, I would have had no problem at all if my son and daughter-in-law said they didn't want me to see him, or like when they hung on for a few weeks because we went into restrictions. I mean, then my daughter had a baby in the UK last December, and same thing, she couldn't come home. Like, I was happy with even the video calls, photos, all of that, because at the end of the day, that's their baby, and you have to respect their wishes. And I completely understand the worry that girl is under. I really do. It's a horrible time for everyone. So imagine bringing a baby into the world. And Jeremy, I'd say you will change when your baby is born. And if them cases are into the thousands, like you're talking 10,000 or whatever they're saying a day, there's no way in the world I'd let anyone hold the baby, vaccinated or not. We can all still pass COVID on, no matter what. So, and there's no way I would go to pick up a baby. I was actually more nervous. I'd be terrified that I had it and would give it to the baby. But she's right. Stick with it. She's right. She'll know when the time is right to bring the baby to see grandparents and whatever. And the grandparents need to stop being so selfish. You know what I mean? Just because you're a grandparent doesn't mean you have every single right to see the child. Like, you don't. You're just a grandparent, and wait until the mammy is ready.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Tracy.
Very sad, isn't it?
What, that we're in this place?
Yeah. And Tracy, you're doing yourself a bit of injustice there. As a grandparent, you have a right to see the baby. Now, I don't believe any mother should be pressurised into, like, if my wife turns around to me in a couple of weeks when the baby is born and says, listen, I'm not feeling comfortable at the moment, obviously I'm not going to say, you bloody will. You bring that baby to your mother's and to your mother-in-law's. You know, but let's be pragmatic about this. Let's be sad. And you know what? If it all comes down to it, I went into Dunn's the other day and bought a box of 15 antigen tests. Do a couple of antigen tests before you go to the house. Like, we have the science there now to protect ourselves.
All right, let's bring in some more calls on this. Who is that?
Doreen.
Doreen, you are on Opinions Matter. How are you, Doreen?
Hi, Adrian Grand. Are you better?
I'm feeling much better today. Jesus, I was in a heap on Friday now, I can tell you. But
I know.
Thankfully not COVID.
Doreen, relax there with the sympathy. It was a bloody hangover he had.
It wasn't a hangover.
He downed a half.
It was his oysters.
Yeah, it was the oysters on the telly and then man flu.
And then the half bottle of Captain Morgan's you had when you got home as well.
Anyway, we digress. Doreen, what's your view on this?
I think she is absolutely right. It's her baby.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going back, like that other girl, 5.5 years, my sister, her daughter-in-law had the first grandchild. And she rang and she said to myself and my other sister, "Doreen, you want to come around and see the baby?" Went around, and this was before COVID. We were not allowed to touch that pram or hold that baby.
Really?
No, I was a bit, oh yes, he's 5 and a half now. And I was a bit taken back. And then I just said, it's her right, it's her baby.
And what was the reasoning for it?
She just didn't want the baby handled or anyone holding it.
Didn't want the baby handled or anybody holding it or touching it or kissing it. No.
The kissing this, I could have told people about the cold sore thing years before that came. My mother suffered with cold sores, and every one of us, she had 7 children, and every one of us suffered with cold sores.
Right, okay, because it's been passed on, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so how long did this go on for, though, that you couldn't hold this baby?
Well, I think until it was about 8 weeks, 9 weeks old.
So you don't think that...
A little bit of immunity is built up.
And yeah. how did that make you feel? Because I'm just thinking of my own
mother. She was taken back.
Yeah.
I was taken back. I have to say, my other sister sort of went over to the pram, and I was looking because she's a bit more ballsy than I would be, you know. And so she was sort of like, there's no one going to stop me.
But you were taken, in fairness.
Oh, I was taken back, I have to say. But as I said, it was my sister's grandchild, but it was her daughter-in-law's child and her son's. So it wasn't my place.
I know it's not your place, and but you're still right to be taken back by it.
I was taken back, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But with this COVID thing, I'll tell you, when I read Catherine Thomas and seeing the fright that girl got, I have to say, my heart went out to her.
Okay, I mean, so you can completely understand then. We had John there a while ago saying it was totally over the top, ridiculous paranoia.
I mean, the baby isn't going to know who they're looking at. Let's face it, they can't see.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
That's actually true. It's all just a blur to them, isn't it?
Even voices. I mean, a couple of weeks is not going to kill anyone. Now, the grandparents, if they do a few antigen tests and their hands are sanitized, and you know where they've come from and who they've been around. Yes, definitely. But anybody else, no, I think a couple of weeks, and especially anyone that's only had a baby, it's coming up to Christmas. It's a lovely time just to spend with the baby.
Okay, well, stay there for 1 second. Siobhan, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Siobhan. Well, is this over the top of a mother to say nobody can see or hold the baby?
No, absolutely not. I was completely the same. So I had my baby back in June, and like I really didn't want anybody to come near her with the COVID situation. But I made a call that I wanted her grandparents to be involved. So they had to wear masks and completely wash their hands and everything. There was no kissing or anything like that. But the rest of my family weren't to see her, weren't to come to the house.
And why was that?
And just to limit exposure, I just thought it's important that she does see her grandparents and that they see her, just for bonding and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But it was the only risk I was going to take. And like I said, just they had to wash their hands and wear their masks the minute they came into the house. So that's what made me feel comfortable.
So you'd obviously be arguing then that Sinead, who's the lady that sent us this message in the first place, she needs to lay off her sister and respect what she wants to do with her child.
Absolutely, completely. Like, there is a dangerous disease out there, and how would she feel if the baby did get COVID from her visiting? You know, it's not foolproof just because you're vaccinated.
We all know that now.
And we had an aunt on one side who was really understanding and was more than happy, like delighted to be able to look through a window if that's what it meant, you know, just to see her niece.
And is that what
you
did
do? Yeah. Pretty much. Well, she lives in the country, so it was after a while we felt more comfortable as our daughter got a bit sturdier and bigger and got a few vaccines that we let her come over then. But again, at the start, it was masks and it was washing your hands and not even to hold her.
Okay, because one of the arguments that John was making is, you know, kids build up an immunity over time, and that they need to be exposed to different things in order to build up that immunity.
Totally, but not a newborn. You know, not a newborn. Their immune system, they don't have any.
So
you can't just expose them to diseases to harden them up that young. you know, that's a gradual thing.
Okay, so this child is 2 weeks old. Sinead, who's the lady who contacted us, can't get over the fact that they haven't seen or held the child, especially for the grandparents.
Her sister needs to stop being so selfish and to accept that it's for the health of her niece. And if she really cares about her niece, then she won't be making a big issue about it. In fact, she should make it much nicer and accept it to make it easier for her sister. She should kind of just say, look, when it's your time, I'll come over. And when you're ready, I'll be there. Because it's just adding more pressure to the situation. It's okay, not going to make it any better.
Just accept that that is her wish at this moment and not to make an issue of it.
Absolutely. And if she really wants to see the niece, then ask, can she go to the window? Can she look in?
Although, Jeremy, you did say earlier on that's a sad state of affairs.
I do. I just want to see photographs of other grandparents looking through a pane of glass. I'd rather not do it at all. I think that's very...
I think then that's what you should do. Not at all. If you think it's worse to just be looking through a window, I think it'd be worse to see your child in ICU you wanted family to see them.
But no, obviously that is the worst case scenario. But forgetting about COVID, if COVID didn't even exist, as soon as anybody comes in contact with your baby, whether or not, you know, let's talk...
But we're being told COVID is so deadly. We're being told that this is huge, you know. This is the big thing that's going on at the moment. So, I mean, it's not a common cold, apparently. So why would you expose your child to it?
All right, let me bring in some more calls. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Kira. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Kira.
Hi, how are you?
And you've somewhat of a worrying story.
Yeah, I know of, I know of a mother and a 10-day-old baby who got COVID. And a few weeks beforehand, there was a full... blown baby shower party. No, I would be with that girl. I would be very much my house, my kids, my rules as well. Like, I remember when I had my first, which was 12 years ago. Now, I've no family on my side, so that didn't matter. But his side, between his mom and his dad, she was the very first grandchild on both sides.
Is the case here with Sinead's sister. First grandchild, really? Yeah.
Oh my God, the attention was unbelievable. And this was like no COVID. Like, first of all, I remember, like, I was after going through a 42.5-hour labor. And as you can imagine, I was wrecked. And she was born at 12:18 in the afternoon. And I said to himself, I said, look, I'm totally destroyed. Could you ask your mom, would she mind just wait until tomorrow to come in and see her? I know she's dying to see her, but could she wait until tomorrow? Because I was wrecked. I hadn't slept in 3 days. So he did say that, and in she turns up that evening. So, right, that was that. And then we got home the next day, and she came up, yeah, which is fine, but she was bringing her friends up, people I didn't know. And this kept happening every single day. And I'm like, I don't know this person. Mm. Oh, well, I know them years. And I know.
Going across you, Kira. Can I just pick you up on something you said there? Did you say that someone you knew, they had a baby and they had a party for the baby after the baby was born?
Before the baby shower.
Oh, they had a baby shower. Now, I mean, we were going to have a baby shower for my wife, and we decided to go against it because that's the last thing you need to be doing is getting involved in these. In these parties.
Okay, so
there was videos and it was a full-blown party.
Jeez. Right, okay. So back to this woman, Sinead. She needs to lay off her sister, yeah?
Yeah, probably what I would do, I probably wouldn't do the window thing. I would probably, like my sitting room's quite a decent size, so I'd probably let like a few in at a time. I wouldn't let everyone in at the same time. I probably would ask them to do the antigen tests.
Yeah, I think so. I don't see any harm.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. Like, everyone's doing the like, you guys nearly started the conversation the other day about doing it at Christmas. And yeah, I think it's a good idea. I even said it to
I
asked my kids for Annie. Did she want me to get
to test my kids before they went over, and she said no. And I said, "Well, okay, but if you change your mind, let me know, and I don't mind, it's no problem."
Yeah, I don't think you're
just
being.
I
don't think you're being a wanker. In fact, I don't think anybody's been a wanker by asking that, and especially if you have young babies. And I can tell you now, none of my family would take offence if I said to them, okay, you want to come up and see the baby, do an oral antigen outside the door before you come in. No, you'd want to be a complete wanker to be offended by that, wouldn't you?
All right, let me go to John. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, John.
How's it going? How are you?
So tell me about your son.
Our son, Bryce, was born 12 weeks early. So he was born at 28 weeks. So he technically has no immune system because he didn't develop any antibodies from his mother. Mm-hmm. So we have to go every month now for the next 6 months and get antibody injections. But, like, for instance, my ma wouldn't hold him or anything like that. Now, obviously, sent pictures and anything like that, but she was, you know, fairly happy about it. She was like, look, wait until he's ready and everything else like that. There's no point in rushing it. It's not as if he's not going to be here forever kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like, it'll further down the line, we'll be able to hold him when it has the immune system. So, like,
okay, but your child would be a sicker child because he was born so early.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah. Like, it's the same with any baby, really, kind of across the board. Like, the immune system is weak from the moment they're born. Like, it takes a while to build it up. Like, yeah, my son was an exception. He was a bit sicker than other kids, like, but it still doesn't take away from the fact at the end of the day, like, you have to be extra careful. If your child, and just because you want, if somebody wants to go and hold him and hug him and kiss him and all that, that's all well and good. But if something happens at the end of the day, it's all them because you want to give him a hug and a kiss.
Yeah, no, and like I said, Sinead doesn't mention anything about a baby being born early or anything like that. The baby was born 2 weeks ago, but there's no sign of anybody being allowed to hold this child, and she just can't understand that. She thinks it's ridiculous paranoia.
No, I don't see it. In the time that we're in now at the minute, and the information we've been given off the government and everything about COVID, I can totally understand it. Totally understand it. Like, and I do. We were doing antigen tests at the door as well, and we had, you know, like the disinfected and everything at the door. So, like, you did an antigen test and you disinfected your hand coming in, because we had to be extra cautious. But
like, but like I said, you have extra reason to be extra cautious, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, but even if, yeah, like, we don't know what this does in 15, 20 years down the line. Mm. Nobody does, right? So we don't know what it's going to do to a baby who's only being developed, realistically, like.
No, you're probably right.
We don't know if, they say, 10 or 15 years, people's lungs start getting, you know, inflamed or something like that. We don't know.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Some people get COVID and they can run around a big pack, and other people get COVID in the ICU unit.
Mm.
We don't know. So I can totally agree with this woman if she turns around and says, no, look, I know my daughter's only 2 weeks old, blah, blah, blah. But being cautious, absolutely. Like, you can't take that away from a mother for being cautious. Like.
All right. So, again, this week, to back off her sister and let her decide when she feels it's safe.
Yeah, absolutely. It's her child at the end of the day, not the sister.
All right, great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. John, let's bring in some more opinions.
Hey, lads, this is Roisin. I don't think it's a bad idea for people to be extra vigilant when going to see the newborn. That I think that gloves, masks, to do an antigen test 2 and 4 days before they see the baby. I had my son back in 2009 when this swine flu was about. Now, very few people could come and see us, thankfully, because our estate, literally the road coming into it, was like an ice rink, but I was actually glad of that. It was nearly a godsend. But my point is that being double vaccinated, triple vaccinated, I'm double vaccinated and I'm on day 10 of just after having COVID. You don't want to be giving that to a small baby. That some people are walking around being asymptomatic, having it, passing it on, not knowing that they're passing it on. Being vaccinated doesn't make you invincible either. Just when they're holding the baby, have gloves, have masks. Don't be kissing the baby, and sure the hell don't be bloody coughing around the baby if that's possible. But yeah, it's a hard one, but I can completely understand where the new mammy is coming from. She just wants to protect her precious cargo, and yeah, what if the baby did get COVID and one of them ends up bringing it? That'd be on your conscience for the rest of your life. You'd never forgive yourself. Thanks, lads. Love the show.
All right. Thanks very much indeed. And we'll squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Dave.
Lads, do you not also think that, like, it's not just the baby that they're worried about? Like, what if someone comes over and one of the parents gets COVID? Yeah, fine. They could go out to work or go shopping or meet someone on the street and catch it as well. But being a first-time parent's hard enough as it is without also having COVID at the same time. Like, I don't really see what people's problem is here. You're one scared. We've been bombarded with nothing but bad news for the past 2 years. I don't really blame her. I know everyone's right to have a right to an opinion, but at the same time, it's their life. It's their baby. They can do what they want with it. If you don't like it, fuck off.
Fair enough.
That should be the sign at the door. If you don't like it, fuck off.
All right, thanks very much.
I think it's an individual choice.
It clearly is. I'd be very interested to see how you deal with it in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, as I said, our baby is... by the way, another topic that we should discuss someday for this podcast is the amount of people who think it's okay to touch a pregnant woman's bump. Couldn't believe it. Like, I'd be able to... My wife, as you know, she's full term pretty much now at this stage, so the bump is... Pretty big. It's going to be a big baby. And the amount of people that just think when you're out...
They've a God-given right to come up and rubber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's
and
weird.
And they kind of ask while they're doing it.
Yeah, so do you mind if I touch your bump?
Do you mind if I touch your bump? And why would you want to touch... I mean, I don't even... Do you like touching bumps?
No, I do, actually, yeah.
Freaks me out. Freaks me out when the baby starts kicking.
Yeah, it is a bit freaky. Anyway, it's a conversation for another day. Yeah. Thank you very much indeed for listening into this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, or even if you didn't, please hit subscribe or follow or click the little bell if you're listening on Spotify, and you'll be notified the next time we upload another podcast. Thanks very much indeed for listening.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.